So we're making the turn. I don't know about you, but for those who have been in the shul before, on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, on the high holidays, the Yamim Noraim, the days of majestic, luminous numinosity, it already feels like Rosh Hashanah is here, doesn't it? The sense that we can feel the seasons turning, schools beginning, brises are happening. And it's always at this time of the year, at this moment when we begin to make our downward trajectory towards the high holidays, that the Torah gives us a gift called Parshat Ki Tetzé. The Torah portion this week is Parshat Ki Tetzé LeMilchama Oleivecha. It's a really bad echo, Howie. Is that better? That's better. Ki Tetzé LeMilchama Oleivecha. When you go out to war against your enemy, the Torah tells us, and then goes on to talk about everything that happens, in a sense, after that verse. When you go out to war, all of that business the Torah puts on the side after the opening, and then proceeds to list the longest list in the entire Torah of everything that has to do with what is called in our tradition, Bein Adam L'Chavero, between friends, between neighbors. The religious and ethical obligations that make the fabric of society strong. So this parsha, this Torah portion this week is chock full of mitzvahs, chock full of places that we could dip in and then come out, take for ourselves something to work on. But for those of you who have been with us for the last 4 weeks, you know that we've been moving 1 week at a time with a different focus. And this week's focus appears in chapter 22, verse 1 through 4. Listen carefully. The Torah says, Lo sir'eh eshor achicha o etz seyo nidachim v'isalamta mehem hashev tishivem le'achicha. If you see your neighbor's ox or sheep gone astray, don't ignore it. Take it back to your neighbor. Don't leave it there. The next verse, similar. The next verse, similar, and here again. Lo tir'eh shu'at chor et chamur achicha o shoro noflim baderech. If you see your friend's donkey or ox falling by the way of the road, do not ignore it. V'his alamta mehem hakem takim imo. So I want to focus on a very interesting use of a word that all of you know, but that in this context is a little bit odd. The word is olam. What does olam mean, everybody? Olam. World, right? Olam means world. In this context, the word appears lehit aleim. You are not permitted lehit aleim. The word olam means world. And what does the word lehit aleim mean? It should mean something like world. Or maybe world means something like that. We'll get to that in a second. It's the reflexive, do not make yourself ignore. Do not ignore, the Torah says. And that word, lo tuchal lehit aleim, you are not capable even. The Torah, do not ignore the plight of your neighbor's ox. Do not ignore the plight of your neighbor's property. Do not ignore. Lo tuchal lehit aleim. So the Rebbe say, the Hasidic Rebbe say, that the word lehit aleim is indeed connected to the word, the word olam, which means world. And in its reflexive form, it means do not make yourself into a world apart. Do not make yourself into a world apart. To ignore something is to insulate yourself from its effect on you. To be, as Gregory Bateson once said, a skin-encapsulated ego. That doesn't affect me. It's happening halfway around the world. That doesn't affect me. It's my next-door neighbor. Doesn't affect me, it's my wife in the living room. It doesn't affect me, it's only my kidney. It doesn't affect me because in some way, shape, or form, I have given in to the notion that if I ignore something, I won't say this out loud, but I believe it, I live it, if I just look the other way, then it will go away. The Torah ends this week's Torah portion by pointing out that there are a group of people whose name is Amalek. A group of people who, in the Torah's way of describing history, were a sworn enemy of ours because of a sneak attack, because of the way that they treated us when we were in a place of vulnerability. The arch-villain of the Torah is a group of people who don't know how to extend themselves to others when they are vulnerable. The theme of this week's Torah portion as we turn towards Rosh Hashanah is what do we do with that which we tend to ignore and tend to other? The othering that we do in our lives, that I do in my life, that you do in your life. How is it that we become worlds apart? Imagining that we aren't woven together by some beautiful thread. How is it that we come to believe that your pain is not mine? How is it that that happens? I know the forces are always at work. And this story is not to, in any way, well, you hear the story, it's nothing big. But here I was riding my bicycle. And I've only had my bike for a little while. But I fancied myself a good bike rider. So yesterday as I was riding my bike, I decided to cut through between two cars. Not on the road, oh my gosh, not on the road, they were parked. I didn't hear how that sounded, I'm sorry. And as I passed one of the cars, my pedal scraped the guy's fender. Unbelievable, right? So I had that moment, you know. You guys, can you all see me there? Can you see me? Looking around. You know, just taking a little, a little of that, see if just a little bit of paint, And Baruch Hashem, I want to say thank God that in that moment the voice said, turn. The voice said, no, don't ignore this. And I can tell you there are a million times during the year that I don't listen to that voice. There are a million times in the year where my own ox, my body, is in need of a friend to say, you've been working too hard. There are times during the year where my heart could use a good talk with a friend and I ignore it and say it's going to be okay. There are times in the year where my mind is thirsting, hungering to go hear a good shmooze, a good shiur, to go take a class. And I do the olam thing. I'm mit'alem for my own needs. And if I do it to myself, I guarantee you I do it to others. And the question that the Torah is asking us this week is, what are you ignoring? What are you ignoring? Whom are you ignoring? What and where do you need to go in order to find the place of meeting, of connection? We're not going to get it together unless we do it together. The society will not rebuild itself after going out to war unless each and every one of us makes a promise that at those moments when the voice inside is saying, ignore, walk away, we hear a different voice say, no, turn now. There won't be another moment like this. Turn, turn, turn. There's no time left for us to ignore. Let's rise together for Vahashevota on page 46.